with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a new AP poll finds Americans think a president's power should be checked unless their side wins.
Would it be a good thing or a bad thing for the next president of the United States to take action on the country's important policy issues without waiting for Congress or the courts? A new poll from the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research asked U.S. adults this question. We found that when a specific candidate's name was not mentioned, only about 2 in 10 U.S. adults said it would be a good thing. However, Republicans and Democrats were both more likely to accept this type of unilateral presidential action when asked about a scenario where their party's presidential candidate is elected in 2024.
Correspondent Lindley Sanders reporting, nearly 6 in 10 Republicans say it would be good for a future President Donald Trump to take unilateral action, while about 4 in 10 Democrats say the same if President Joe Biden is reelected. The world of politics and media emerging today as the Salem Media Group parent company of SRN News announces that U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson will appear on a new weekly broadcast entitled This Week on the Hill. The program will be co-hosted by Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council in Washington. Tom Tradup, our vice president of news, will serve as executive producer.
Under our Constitution, as Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson is just two heartbeats in the line of succession to become president of the United States. We're honored to have Speaker Johnson joining us at Salem to regularly share his views and perspective on the critical issues facing America.
The in-depth look at decision-making in Congress will premiere nationally on Saturday, April 13th. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 307 points, the Nasdaq rose 199. This is SRN News. Iowa takes a stand for religious liberty.
Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It's a carbon copy of the federal act passed three decades ago and reinforces the religious liberty enshrined in the First Amendment to the Constitution. Iowa joins 25 other states that have passed their own Religious Freedom Restoration Acts, even as threats to religious liberty have increased in the U.S. in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fighting in Myanmar continues to take a toll on Christians. The military, which is trying to defeat a rebel group, bombed a monastery that was giving sanctuary to displaced people last week. International Christian Concern says at least 8 people were killed and nearly a score wounded. The government is supposedly waging war on the rebels, but its attacks often target Christians as well. ICC reports that more than 100 churches have been demolished over the last 3 years of fighting. This is SRN News. Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist for PNC Financial Services Group, says an unexpected 303,000 jobs were added last month.
This is just a very solid number. I think this is the kind of jobs report that the Federal Reserve wants to see. We did see the unemployment rate decline slightly, and that's also good news.
But Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Anthony tells the Salem Radio Network the unemployment rate is a deceiving figure.
Once you account for the 5 million or so people who are missing from the labor force today, as compared to, again, the onset of the pandemic, you realize that you don't have an unemployment rate in the threes. You have an unemployment rate in either the sixes or the 7% range.
Wall Street did like what it heard today, however, sending the three indexes higher throughout the day. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.